Hello and God bless you. Please turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. The writings of Paul have always presented a challenge to those who are bound in performance-based religion. From the beginning, the Jewish church choked on Paul's gospel of the mystery. Late in his life, Peter wrote to the churches in Galatia and surrounding areas to warn them to pay close attention to the letters written by Paul. We should note that Peter refers to the letters of Paul as Scripture. Peter wrote his second letter late in his life when he knew that he was about to be killed by the Romans. Most place the date of writing at A.D. 67, which is about the same time as Paul wrote 2 Timothy from prison in Rome. They both were executed under the rule of Nero shortly after these letters were written. Peter's struggle to accept the gospel of grace to the Gentiles is clearly documented in the book of Acts. Peter's famous rooftop oxymoron of "Not so, Lord," typifies his hesitancy to move on from the elitist laws of Moses to the all-inclusive grace by faith of Paul's gospel. Yet he did accept the truth of the mystery, even as most of the Jerusalem church remained zealous for the law. Those who deny the gospel of the mystery and deny the writings of Paul should give heed to the testimony of Peter. Read with me. That's 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom and revelation being given unto him, hath written unto you. Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable pervert, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever. Amen. Peter states that those who are unstable and unlearned pervert the scriptures, including the writings of Paul, which they don't understand, to their great loss. He warns the Galatians and all other believers to not be led away with the error of the wicked. The wicked ones Peter refers to here are the Judaizers from the Jerusalem church who are aggressively attempting to snare and bind believers to the law. Peter said to beware. Peter tells them and us to stay steadfast in the things they were taught before by Paul. If you find yourself struggling to understand all that you should do to be a good Christian, then you have been beguiled. Search out the gospel presented through Paul in the first three chapters of Ephesians. It will take you 5 minutes to read. I double dog dare you. Then take 10 minutes to read the little letter of Colossians. You will discover that Christ has done it all, once for all. He nailed our sins and works to his cross. I personally spent years in a supposedly grace-based denomination, schools, and seminary, but was never taught the simplicity of the mystery. Instead, I was taught all that I should do to be a good denominational pastor. When we discover that it's not about all that I should do, but it's about all that He has done. Oh, what a Savior! What a love! What a freedom! Not of works, lest any man should boast. What a God! The letter of Titus says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Come along with me to the book of Romans, chapter 11. We will begin in verse 25 and discover together the mystery that was revealed by revelation to Paul by Jesus the risen Christ. Paul does not want us to be ignorant of the mystery as most of Israel was. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. One of my college professors believed that the mystery of Paul could not be known because it was, after all, a mystery. Many religious groups take this position, being wise in their own conceits, but Paul clearly tells us that the mystery that was kept secret from the time that the world began had been revealed to him to proclaim. The word is Strong's Greek 3466, mysterion. Paul wanted us to not be ignorant of the mystery. He prayed for boldness to preach it, suffered jail, beatings, and was stoned and left for dead because he insisted on preaching it. He finally was executed because he just would not be shut up. Paul's gospel of freedom in Christ so enraged the religious Jewish Christians that they mercilessly persecuted him and his followers. The religious hierarchy sent missionaries out to mislead those that he taught. They plotted against him politically, religiously, and privately. But Paul persisted. He said it was not in his power, but Christ in him. Have you ever wished that the Bible would be more specific in defining what it was talking about? Well, when it comes to the mystery, it does. Paul himself defines clearly what the mystery is. Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 25. While you are getting there, let me list what he is going to tell us specifically about the mystery. Number 1, it was hidden from the ages and generations. No one knew. Number 2, it is now revealed to his saints. Notice it is revealed to his saints, not to everyone. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. Number 3, God will make known the riches of the glory of the mystery to his saints. Number 4, the mystery is Christ in you. A simple statement, but a phenomenal truth. Oh, stop. Don't be adding anything. It's Christ in you. Number 5. Christ in you is the hope of glory. There is none other. And number 6. The mystery of Christ in you includes all who believe, Jew or Gentile. Colossians chapter 1, verse 25. We are starting here in the middle of one of Paul's long compound sentences. It would be a good idea to go back and read the whole letter of Colossians to get a fuller understanding of the context. But for now, we will start in verse 25. Read with me. Where if I am made a minister, that is a servant, according to the dispensation or administration or stewardship of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill, that is, to finish or fill to the top, the Word, the Logos of God. I'll read that verse again. Where if I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the Word of God. So God chose Paul to be his servant to finish the Logos, or God's Word, with the gospel of the mystery. Verse 26, even the mystery, which hath been hid from ages, and that word ages is eons, even the mystery which has been hid from eons and from generations, but now is made manifest, that is, to made to appear to his saints. His saints can see it, experience it, and live it, but the natural man does not, cannot comprehend it, nor experience the mystery. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So our only hope of glory is Christ in you, which is the secret that God kept hidden for all ages and generations until he revealed it to Paul. What a surprise for the devil! Christ in you, in every believer, Christ's power and authority in every believer in every corner of the world at the same time. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. I'll give you a second to get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7 and 8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now let's let Paul further enlighten us about the mystery. In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul explains the mystery further. We'll start reading in chapter 3, verse 1. That's Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Do you see? Paul wants us to understand his knowledge of the mystery. Verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Where if I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. We started a list earlier. Let's add to it. Here are some of what Paul has taught us so far. Number 1. The mystery is hinged upon Christ in you, and all the other aspects and benefits of the mystery depend upon having Christ in you. Number 2. The mystery is God's secret that he kept until it was revealed to Paul by the ascended and glorified Christ Jesus. Number 3. No one knew about it. The prophets didn't know. Moses didn't know. The devil did not know. And the disciples did not know while Jesus was walking among them. Number 4. It is now revealed to his saints. His saints are those who have Christ in them. If you have Christ in you, you are one of God's saints and have the mind of Christ. Number 5. The mystery of Christ in you includes the Gentiles as well as the Jews who believe. Number 6. Those who have Christ in them are a part of God's family, the body of Christ. The secret that was kept is the whole church age and all that it encompasses. The prophets of old told of the coming king, the Messiah, the conquering warrior, coming to liberate and set up his kingdom. Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom of God. His disciples were looking for the prophesied king. That's all they could see because the mystery had not been revealed yet. The conquering Jesus that was prophesied in the Old Testament and the setting up of an earthly kingdom will happen in a future age as shown in the book of Revelations. We, however, are in the time of the mystery. We live in a secret age not known to the ancients. The whole church age, the time of grace that we now live in, was not prophesied nor known until it was given to Paul. There is not one single reference in the Old Testament referring to the body of Christ. There is no model of design or example to follow. The called out ones, those born of God's seed, the body of Christ, the ones called according to his purpose in this mysterious age, are the church. The Old Testament hierarchy does not apply. The laws and taboos of the older ages have passed away, having been nailed to the cross. It behooves us to listen to the words of Peter. Even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the revelation given unto him, hath written unto you in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things which they that are unlearned and unstable pervert, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Beware, lest ye also be led away with their error. Instead, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The letters of Paul give us the revelation for this age, the Alpha and the Omega. Everything from the beginning to the end of our age is all about Christ in you, the hope of glory. The great mystery is not a mystery anymore if you have Christ in you. God bless you.